What kind of mom would raise her boy like that?
Who'd want her baby to destroy like that?
Who could be jerk enough, hard up for work enough, to want a job like that?
That's Amy Jaquiel, Dudney Joseph, and Kevin Craig singing about Chase the Critic during the anniversary party. Also a celebration of the area's large theater community, with Chase saying it's one of the most vibrant in the nation. The show began when the theater community was far smaller than it is today, both in the array of theaters and in the ranks of performers working in those theaters. Original co-host Jim Santella says the show was pegged to the moment of what was on stage. Right then.
What did you see? I don't know. This is what I saw. I'd like to talk about, okay. So I would lead him to something. It became pretty obvious that Tony was the theater maven. He knew every play, musical that ever came out. And there was no way I could compete with him, no matter how much I studied and tried. I tried for a little bit, but I learned quickly. You can't beat Tony.
Santella retired from the co-host role for health reasons, with Peter Hall taking over. Chase says he never expected the show to last this long.
I didn't think I'd be doing anything 25 years. I was much younger, and 25 years seemed in those days like a long time. But no one lasts this long in broadcast. As you know, you always wait for them to say, we'd like to speak to you after your shift.
Theater operators say Theater Talk brings people to the paying seats because the Chase and Hall discussions make them interested in the stories on stage. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.